Hello and welcome to a few inspirational moments and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. I wanted to come on today and to encourage you to keep moving forward in your purpose. You know, you can run across situations that can make things a little tough for you. And I believe the key is to keep going, to keep pushing forward, and to know that you have everything within you to do so. And so that means that when you face a setback, that you realize it's temporary and you try to realign your life to be able to ensure that you get over that problem and you don't become stifled or give in. And so for me personally, you know, that's just how I move through life, and it's how I have strived to raise my children to do the same thing. And so when I have a hope for me and my children, I also have a hope for you. So if you are going through anything, trust that you'll be all right. I also wanted to talk to you a little bit more about one of my favorite books in my collection, which is God Placed You Here. And I think we've talked about it a couple of times before. And we've made a collective decision to offer that one as a hardback for kind of like a second edition, where we are going to look at some of the formatting from the original and listen to any reviews so that we can make sure that we have given that one really a really good feel. That book is just, it's, you know, it's like it should be the flagship for the rest of our collection because it is so well loved by our readers. And you know, while I've had this last week or so of not having very much voice and I hadn't been able to communicate with you, I was still thinking of you. And this is just a wonderful opportunity for me to stay connected because I haven't been able to talk to anyone in the family. So, you know, I'm still here, still, as the old folks say, alive and kicking. Just facing some difficulties with my voice and trying to make it work so that you can hear me and my words are clear. I wanted to also share a couple of my favorite poems. There's one that my oldest son wants to put into a children's book, which I think is fabulous. We've already sent it to the editor, and he's made some adjustments to some of the verbiage to make sure it's more kid-friendly. And we're going to be working with putting a video together for a couple of the, for some of the pictures in my mind of how that poem plays out. And that poem is called Brown Eyes. In addition to that, we have several other books already lined up for a children's series. So, you know, God keeps you busy and he helps you find things to do even when you think you don't have the ability to do those things. And so for me, it's been life-changing to have the ability to speak like this as frequently as I can and to reach all of the friends and family and readers that I can't often speak to because of the timing of when I have a voice and the strain on my voice when I do a lot of talking. This way I can talk to a lot of people at once, offer encouragement, and also work on pacing myself and my breath so that I can breathe better. I was listening to an article, I want to say it was from the Smithsonian last night, where they were talking about how they were helping the long COVID patients with their breathing. And one thing they were doing is opera singing. And so, you know, in my case, I cannot sing opera, but I can try to keep my my voice moving. And no, I have not had COVID, thank you. However, I have some of the difficulties with breathing that I believe they're experiencing. So what we're going to do is I'm just going to, I'm going to pick out a few things to recite to you. And I think you will enjoy them as well. You know, this book, like I told you, is one of my favorites too, because it was kind of the way I was able to honor the girls who were stolen in Boko Raham. And at the same time, to present our community, you know, these sound bites. And so while the book looks like it has less pages, because the sentiments I put on it were very small. They're almost like affirmations. That they're basically affirmations you could say to yourself every day. You could read to yourself, and so that the book wouldn't be full of white space. And you know, I put two of them to the page. So while the print book is 87 pages, you're getting, on most of the pages, you're getting two sets of affirmations. And so it makes me happy that it was so well received by the community, and that it's uplifting spirits in the ways that I believe it is intended to do. And so I trust that you know, this hardback cover will become a collector's piece, whereas it's something you could give to someone, and by being hardcover, they can just keep it with them everywhere they are. I haven't figured out if we're going to keep the sizing the same, because that's one thing I'm thinking about. So if you have any suggestions on that, and on any of our books, please make sure you give us a message, a comment, or email us at the collection website email, which is just basically cmelita@aol.com. And that's basically my author name and @aol.com. And that way we can address all your concerns. So with God placed you here, you know, each time I listen to this book, because I have it on audio, and then sometimes I have Siri read it as well, I just get this great feeling of love. I get this smile, and I get an amazing sense of joy, because I know how life-changing this book can be for people who are maybe facing some challenges. You know, it could be spiritual, mental, or physical. It feeds your soul in a way that I think is simplistic enough for our bodies to still to breathe in the words, even if we are in an impaired, challenged, or even, you know, a chaotic state of mind. And the pieces are so small on the pages where there are two, that we can read them, breathe, and just focus and concentrate on God's love. And that's what the goal is. And so, excuse me, there goes my voice. Excuse me. It sounds like my voice is not going to stay with me, and that's kind of what's been happening. So maybe what I'll do is just pick a few things. I really wanted to share with you the Brown Eyes book, though. I'm just trying to figure out if my voice will hold up long enough. So let's see. I just want to do a couple of small ones from God Placed You Here first, and then we'll see what we got. Compassionate child of God, continue to be at peace. Enjoy the new day with a smile. Be thankful for another day to live, to learn, to love, and to grow. Goodness is coming your way. Gracious child of God, you are a much needed light in this world. You are strong, courageous, and effective at what you do. Be proud, be bold, and be comfortable being you. Yeah. So that's how I set these up. So, you know, for me, it's something that someone who is younger or older, and in between can enjoy. And so the goal was for every sentiment in here to be a standalone sentiment, so that if you pick up the book, no matter how you're feeling, whatever you choose will be like a sound bit of love into your life. So, the book that we have the brown eyes in, I believe, is in the book, The Light That Is You. And this one is one that I shared that with you before, that the church groups like, because of the way it's set up, a lot of poems in there, and people take the poems and they put their own spin on them. They add their name, and if they find that it helps them learn how to pray, if they have not been instructed or taught that before, and the words are simple enough that it is not overpowering, and the poems are short enough that they're just like little boosts of B12 shots. And so, you know, when I think of it like that, I just thank God that, you know, God, He makes things work. You know, He makes everything work. So, Brown Eyes is what we're going to listen to. And I'm going to do my best to see if I can make this work for you. Give me just a second. Okay. Brown eyes, full of promise. Eyes which hold the stories of civilization, reflecting visions of unlimited beauty and endless possibilities. Big, beautiful brown eyes of every brown shade and hue. Colors found in nature, like flecks of sand and Mother Earth. Big, beautiful brown eyes, reflecting all of God's strength and His forever love. Leading the world in knowledge, caring, and kindness. Carrying the dreams of every nation. Envisioning the world how we know it can be. Looking into the world, searching for peace. Once warriors, now queens and kings, searching for peace. Yes, peace is what we with brown eyes seek. So the next time you see a pair of our brown eyes, realize peace is what we with brown eyes need. And, you know, I think this poem is important for so many reasons, especially right now where their anger is out of control, misplaced, and poorly directed. Because in my heart, you know, I think that we are looking at people and searching for differences, instead of looking for people and seeing commonalities. I believe that if we can see each other as one, that we will not harm one another. And I also have difficulty with people who profess any type of religion and are willing to hurt someone. So I understand that there's a lot of trauma out there. I understand there's a lot of fear and anger and, quite frankly, madness. But what I don't understand is how grown adults are allowing this situation and the troubles they face to become the trigger for behaviors that they would never want inflicted on them or anyone that they love. And hopefully, they would never encourage their children to participate in any of that. So, I'm just going to leave this thought here with you today. Try smiling at the person who's packing your bags at the grocery store. You know, it's not going to hurt. And now I know everybody has these masks on, and so you can't see people's face, but I believe you can see people's love and their intention in their eyes. So if you don't think your smile will be seen, then just say thank you a little slower and with more love in your voice. We are God's children, and we can make a difference. I'm going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a blessed evening of peace. Peace is in your hands. Never forget that. Peace lives in your heart, and that is one of God's greatest gifts. So peace is what you should speak when you walk God's earth. Until we speak again, be well. Goodbye.